Pesach Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf in Mesech Shchalim is Gimel. It's the 445th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up a few lines left into Beis Amma Beis, discussing the halachos of Purim and mitzvos hanoagos ba'adar sheni, as opposed to Adar Rishon. Then we are going to discuss other tzarchei rabim, aside from the Shkalim and those that were mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday that began on Rosh Chodesh Adar that were done as well during Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then we will analyze some halachos of Klayim and Yotzin Af Al HaKlayim of the Mishnah. And finally then, we will begin a new Mishnah on Amud Aleph about where they would place the Klayim once Klayim was uprooted. The Gemara will give us Mekoros for Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, which is an important sugya. Gemara will get involved with the halachos of Shemitah on the bottom of the Amud, and then we will have a new Mishnah about the 15th of Adar, and that we don't collect from Ketanim. The Gemara will discuss the halacha that one does not take Shkalim from a Kohen, and that will bring us to the next Mishnah. So let's pick up where we had left off, eight lines from the bottom of Beis Amabez. Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Mitzvahs hanoagos ba'adar sheni, eino noagos berishon. The mitzvahs that apply on Adar Sheni do not apply on Adar Rishon. Chutz mehesped v'tainis, shein shavin, bazeh u'bazeh. That just like you don't make a tainis and a hesped in the second month of Adar, so too we don't do it in the first as well. Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halachikur Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In the Bavli, there is a machlokis, a celebrated machlokis about this on daf vav on the base. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that all the mitzvos that are supposed to be done in Adar, in general, are done in Adar Sheni, including the Kriyas Parshios. However, for example, the Mishnah over there seems to be mashma that the Parshios, the four Parshios, are done in Adar Rishon. We actually do follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that all of the mitzvos are done in Adar Sheni. Rav Huna and Rabba disagreed. Rav Huna Rabba de Tziporin Amar, Hinig Rabbi Chanina b'Tziporin Kadad Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it was a custom. Lo Amar Lehinig, Hala Halacha Lo, there was the custom of some to follow it, but that was not the Halacha. Continues the Yerushalmi, there's a fascinating nafkamina in this discussion, which is discussed as well, the Bavli, on that daf as well, in Vav Amabez, in Megillah, Avol Inyin Shtaras, but when it comes to Shtaras, Kosvin Adar Rishon, Va'adar Sheni, stop. In regards to Sharos, they'll write Adar Rishon for Adar Rishon, and they'll write Stam Ador for Adar Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Adar Rishon Stam. They would write Ador, the first Ador Stam, just Stam Ador. Adar Sheni Tnin, they would say the sec. They would write out the second Ador. We learned in our Mishnah, Misaknim Es Hadrochim, Es Harachovos Vesik Mikvos Hamayim, Vosin Kol Tzarchei Hamayim, Harabim. We said there that it meant that they would fix, pave the waves and the streets, and also clean out the mikvos in Adar, and they would do all the needs for the public. What were those public needs? Elu ein tzarchei rabim, don in dine mamnos, v'dine nefashos, dine makos. They would sit in judgment in all of these things. This, the Mefarshim point out, is a brisen moed katan, that tells us that these things could be done on Chol HaMoed as well. Upoidin arachin v'charamim v'ekdeshos. They would also redeem the erachin, those things that had been designated for hegdesh. Umashkin es asota. They would give the sota to drink. V'sarfin es hapara. They would burn the paraduma. V'arfin eglarufa. They would chop off the head of the eglarufa. V'rotzin eved ivri. And they would make the hole in the ear of the eved ivri. Umetarin es hametzora. And they would cleanse the mitzvah, mefarkin es haminal, make al gabe hamayim. The boros hamayim used to get stopped up, and they would remove those locks, literally, those things that were preventing the water from coming out. Ve'ein machzirin osan. And they would not put back those locks, those stoppers, on Chol HaMoed. And from here we learn all of these things qualify as tzarchei rabim. So all of these things were attended to from Tesvav Adar. Here right now in Eretz Yisrael, there is a hotly contested, in Ramat in Beit Shemesh, there's a hotly contested mayor's election. And we see that Tzarchei Rabim is a critical part of Halacha as well, and it's a responsibility of leaders to make sure that the Tzarchei Rabbim are taken care of. Tanina, we learned, continues the Gemara. Mashkin beis hashlachnu mitzayinin al hakvaros. You're allowed to water the fields that are normally irrigated, and you're allowed to make signs of which area are the beis hakvaros. Lo kvar tzinu mi'adar? Weren't they already set aside in Adar? On Chol Hamoed Pesach, what's the need to do it if they did it on Adar? Says the Gemara, v'tiftar sheyarad shetef shel gesham ushtafo. Maybe there was a rain that washed off what they had painted up until then. We learned in our Mishnah, v'yotzen al haklayim, that they go out on klayim. It also says in the Mishnah, you go out on Chol Hamoed as well for klayim. Why did they need to go out for klayim? Didn't they do it in Adar already? Lo kvar yotzen mi'adar? Says the Gemara, Tipater Shahisa Hashana Afela. We have to say that it was a dark year. In other words, that things were late and things grew late. Veinatzvachim Nikarim, and it wasn't obvious which parts were growing yet, and therefore they weren't able to take care of all of the Klayim Shilas. Asks the Gemara, Minayin Letziyun, how do we know from the Torah that there is this idea to mark the graves? Brachia, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bas Yaakov, Mishem Rabbi Chunya, Divras Chavrin, that's a place. Rabbi Yossi Armila, and Rabbi Yossi reported from a different person, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Bashem Rabbi Chunya, Divras Chavrin, Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Uziel Bray, Rav Chunya, Divras Chavrin, Mishem Rabbi Chunya, Divras Chavrin. It says in the Pasuk, V'tame, Tame Yikra, that you shall call a Metzora Tame. So what does that mean, Tame Tame? Why the double ushing? There should be clear demarcations and to know where the tumah is to tell people to be able to stay away. The Gemara now gives another mekar. Rabbi Ila b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman. They quote another pasuk. A pasuk in Yecheskel. Va'avru al'ivrim be'aretz v'ra etzem adam uvana etzlo tziyun, and people will pass and see a tziyun. Chazal darshin. The tziyun akvaros etzem. We see the kvaros are alluded to in the word etzem. Mikan shemitzayin in al atzamos, that you make a tziyun on atzamos. Adam, and since it says specifically etzem adam, you even see something more specific on how you mark a grave. Then number one, mikan shemitzayin in al shedra valag vahagil golas. You make a mark if there is either a spine or a skull, that would be metame, even if part of the body is missing, as long as there is that, then that has tzuras ha'adam, and it'll be metame. Continuing to darshan that pasuk in Yecheskel, uvana, we learn from the word uvana, mikancha mitzayin al gabe even kavua, that we here is the makar, possibly for a tombstone, that the sign is made by putting down a permanent stone. Im omerat, because if you would say there will be enough to put a temporary stone, agabe evan tzlusha, a stone that can move, avi oleches, that will just ruin things. It'll just defeat its whole purpose. Avi oleches umetame b'makom acher. It'll go and be metame something else. So a temporary stone is not helpful at all. What does the word etzlo mean in that pasuk in Yecheskel? Ubona etzlo. Etzlo l'makom tahara. It should be put on a makom tahar. The Mefarshim explain that if you're going to put it directly on the makom tameh, people will mistakenly step on the makom tameh and then see the tombstone. However, if you put it next to it, so then in such a case, people will know in advance. So from here we see that the tombstone should not be only directly on the mace. It should extend as well. We darshan Tzion, Mikan Letzion, here we see the Chiyuv of doing a Tzion, as we mentioned before. The Gemara now brings a brice in regards to a Tzion. Umotza Evan Achas Mitsuyenes, if they find one stone that is designated and showing that there is a Nifter there, Afal Bisha'e Mekaimen Kain, even though it shouldn't be placed directly on top of the body, but if that happens, so then Hamal Aleh Tamei, someone who's ma'il, who makes himself an ol that walks over it, is tamei. And Yomer, because what I would need to say, meis mitzuyon vayinasan tachta, that there is a meis over here, and he was put underneath. Hayishtayim, what happens if two stones were used to mark a grave? Hamayel Alein, if there are two people that stand over each stone, one over one and one over the other, so then they are tahar, because the stones would mark the outside and not the nifter himself. Ubeinayim tameh, between them is going to be tameh. What if there was markers, however, there was something strange in between them? Im hayi choresh, if there was a plow in between them, or for that matter, it was charush, that it was there was an area that was clearly plowed, so then in such a case, you would assume that that area does not have tumah, and therefore, harein ki yichidios, you look at them as individual ones, beinei and tar, the ones between them, the plowed area is tar, v'sivasei and tame, but around these single ones are going to be tame. Tani, we learned in a braisa, ein mitzayinin ala basar. If there's only flesh and not bones, in such a case, one does not put a tziyun, because even though the flesh might be tame, but flesh disintegrates. And since flesh disintegrates, shema nisak ala basar, then you don't make a sign. Rabbi Yusta bar shunim boi kameh Rabbi Mone, v'lo nimtze mitame taros. L'mafreya, he would not designate the area of basar as tameh, even though it was still at the time of l'mafreya retroactive when it was still around. Amrle, mutav shiyiskalkel bo, b'sha, val yiskalkelu bo l'olam. Better that people make a mistake for a short period of time and not make a mistake forever, and then people will think that it's always tameh, and he thought it was better that every once in a while they'd be a shogeg and tameh, then think that the area is tameh, and at times say that they were tameh when they really weren't. This is quite a chidush. The Karben Aida explains that the chshash of Yisrafu alav kachim, shiavar alav b'shogeg, that if they're going to think they're tameh and end up burning kachim, that is worse than thinking that they're tameh for a short, not knowing that they're tameh for a short period of time before the basar disintegrates. We begin a new Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rishona Yaoknu Mashlichen Lefnehen. In the beginning, when it came to the klayim, they used to just uproot the klayim, and they would throw it in front of them. Misha Rabu Ovrei Aveira, when what happened was there were more Ovrei Aveira. That number one, they had their klayim uprooted for them. People took out for them their klayim. And number two, there was food for their animal. So then in such a case, the workers of Bezdin would not throw it out because of the Ovrei Aveira just in front of the land, because it was just eaten by the animals. Hiskinu shiu mafkirin es kol asada. Then they were misake, and since that didn't work, because people were still happy that their land was being plowed, they were misake to be mafkir, to make hefker, to make ownerless the entire field. If somebody didn't follow Dinei Torah, then they would, Chazal, have the power, as the Gemara will explain, as Yushalmi will explain, to make the entire field ownerless. And that was a strong consequence for those people. The Yushalmi begins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tana, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, B'Rishon HaYokun, Mashlichen Lefnei, V'Yusmeich in Shtei Smachos. As we elaborate in the Mishnah, they were happy for two reasons, when they just simply uprooted the climb. Shoyu Menashchen Sidos saying that there was Nichush. Nichush means that there was a pruning. Pruning is appropriate for trees, but the parallel to fields, they were weeding their sados. And secondly, they had enough from the climb, as we explained in the Mishnah, that their animals would eat. Mishrab Rabbi Aveya, Haimashikha Drafen. They were still happy. Still saying that their fields were weeded. Now the Gemara asks an important question. This Gemara also appears in Gittin in the fourth parak as well. How do we know that Chazal have this power to do Hefker Bezdin Hefker? The Pasuk says that Ezra warned, if you didn't listen to Ezra, they were going to make your feel your property ownerless. Their entire properties will be taken away. And they will be separated from the kol agola. They will lose everything. You see, they have the power to make something hefker. If Bezdin's mafkir the sadeh, so then the halacha is that it has dine hefker and it's potter from Meiser, as the Gemara is about to explain. Minayin she p'tura min ha-Meisers. How do we know that a Hefker land is potter from Meisers? Rabbi Yonasan Breid of Yitzchak Baracha, Shamalom min hada. He learned it out from the following. We learn in Sanhedrin, Eim Abrenes Hashana, that you don't make an Iber Yar, Lo be'hashvius, not during the year of Shemitah, v'lo b'matzai shvius, and not the year after Shemitah, v'im ibra, and if they do, I raise them with beres. V'chodesh echad shumosif lo potter m'maisrusu, and that extra month is not potter from maisrus. In other words, it's not considered shvius entirely. So what do we see? We see Bezdin has the power to change the halacha, because this last sentence, maybe we didn't say it with enough of a tune, we see that when they added that extra month, then becomes potter from Maisris. Shvius is not chayiv in Maisris. So here we see Chazal have the power to be oker the chiyuv of Maisr. Says Gemara, ad kidon shvius. You do see that in regards to shvius, and I understand that when it comes to shvius, why you wouldn't want to add more time. Matzai Shvius Mai, but what is the reason when it comes to Matzai Shvius that they didn't make an Iber Yor? Rabbi Bon Shalol Rabos B'Isser Chadosh, because then there will be an extended Isser of Chadosh. During that time, there isn't a lot of extra food, so we don't want an extended Isser of Chadosh where you can't have the new grain for another month. Rabbi Zera Mishum B'Shem Rabbi Elazar Hadodat Amr Achlo Hita Rabbi Lahavi Yorek Mechutz Laretz. This that we said that we don't use make an Iber Chodesh was only said before Rabbi prohibited bringing vegetables from Chutz Laretz. There the chash was that is a discussion in Shvius that it was prohibited to bring from Chutz Laretz because Chutz Laretz is Mitama B'Maga U'Masa Midrabanan. However, Rebbe was matir this. Abu Mishita Rebbe lahavi yark mechutz laaretz laaretz he shvius he shall shar shnei shavua. There was enough food for shvius and the rest of the other years. There was no difference between shvius and the rest of the years. And then they would even add an iber chadash for shmita as well.